This is the Business of Sports Minute, brought to you each week by Southern Company.
All right, Mike Maloney's in the building, Buck, which much means he's got honorary memberships to TPC Sugarloaf to present to Buck and Kincaid. Is that why you're here, Mike?
You know, as a fellow Eagles fan, I've got one for you. And last time we got to talk, we weren't able to make the Philly connection, so I was pretty excited to come in.
And look at it now. I mean, and that Super Bowl win was quite lovely.
Awesome.
Buck's been bitter about it. I got to tell you,
he looks a little bitter.
He's been a little bit of a bitter Betty about it.
Well,
it all comes.
I
down
keep
to that.
Going back to that goal line stand you guys had.
He doesn't like the play calling. He's still going back and forth.
It's like golf. There's no pictures. Yeah, right? I mean, it's just a score.
It is. It's just a score. But we get opening night in Philly.
Yep.
So we'll have a chance to, you know, relive that all,
exactly.
All that love again. What's going on at TPC Sugarloaf that isn't great? Because it's everybody just loves it.
Tell you, the new nine looks great.
Yeah, it. We've got a lot of renovations going on over there right now, and it's probably quicker to talk about what we don't have going on.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
But you know, we've basically been renovating from top to bottom. First, from a just a pure member experience, we're renovating that. That's first and foremost. You can have the greatest product in the world, but if you're not taking care of the members at your club and providing a first-class experience, you've got nothing. So I'm happy to say we've got an awesome team in place right now that's doing that. Secondly, we started renovating the golf courses September of 17. We've got 27 holes. So we did the Pines. And really, we had Bermuda tees and fairways and bent grass greens, which, as you know, can be very challenging in the Atlanta market, to say the least. So,
well, you never know what we're going to get. Are we going to get rained out? Or are we going to get a drought?
It's just, if it's not one thing, it's another. So going to Zoysia on the tees and fairways and then Bermuda greens, the golf course is just in fantastic shape right now. We're working on our second nine, which will reopen in October. We've just opened up our brand-new lifestyle center, which is off the charts good. We've got a healthy cafe, indoor restaurant, tons of group exercise classes. Our members are just—they're just overjoyed with how it turned out. A couple fire pits outside that overlook our tennis program, which is second to none in the Atlantic market. So, we're firing on all cylinders, and we've got a few more things to do. We close the main clubhouse in this July, and we'll close that down for about 9 months while we renovate inside there. And then we'll open up right before our PGA Tour Champions event in April.
People have got to be impressed, right, when they're looking at what's going on. What are some of the things you hear about it?
Well, I think that
people,
you know,
have been clamoring for a lot of this.
Yeah, you know, it's been, admittedly, I think, you know, it's been overdue. The club's 20 years old, and, you know, it's time for a little bit of a facelift. And, the bones of the property, it's just a really special place. So to go ahead and upgrade the amenities to match what, you know, is naturally there, it just makes a lot of sense, and is why the PGA Tour has decided to pump about $20 million into this project, and we couldn't be more excited.
We promised if you were coming in, Mike, that we had to have Finneran's account number.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I got it.
Do we have to sign for this, or do you just give a number?
No, I'll just give you the number.
Give the member number?
Yeah, well, I've got to check. He might be on our hold list right now. So.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it'll go through.
He's got a lot of mouths to feed.
Tell us about, though, is that you don't have to live in TPC Sugarloaf to be a member of TPC Sugarloaf, correct?
Correct. Yeah. While the lion's share of our members do live inside the gates, we've got about 1,000 homes at Sugarloaf, and we've got about 550 of those homes are members. It's a voluntary membership. It's not mandatory inside the gates. But then the rest of our membership lives in a local area. So we're in a booming area there in Duluth right now, which a lot's happening.
Very hot.
You know, we're getting ready to do that new town center across the street at the Infinite Energy Arena, which I think is a $400 million project, a mixed use. We're only, you know, a mile and a half from 85, which, you know, with traffic here, that's a pretty big deal. So I think we're positioned for, you know, an unbelievable future with this investment and just what's happening in Gwinnett.
That is absolutely awesome. And we've had fun having some 680 events there, too, at TPC Sugarloaf.
Yeah, every year.
People really love it.
Buck's out there making birdies upon birdies and pencil-whipping everybody.
Well, big fan of the Senior Tour, Champions Tour that comes through and the event you have there.
Yeah, we were just talking about that prior to coming to Sugarloaf. I hadn't been at any clubs that we hosted any level of event. So, you know, I wasn't sure what to expect, but I got to tell you, having those guys out there is unbelievable. I mean, they're great to the fans. They still, I don't understand how they're not on the PGA Tour still, on the Young Guys Tour, because they bomb it. Some of these guys that are out there, you know, are probably in better shape now that fitness has become
sure.
a priority than when they were on tour. So they kill it. You put any of them inside of 100 yards, and they're going to have a really close birdie putt. And, you know, I can't say enough of how gracious they are to the fans and to the kids that come out. And, you know, it's everybody that we grew up watching, but they're just out there having a great time. They sign everything. It's just a really special event, and, you know, it continues to grow, and we continue to raise more money. So we're excited.
I said Buck grew up, you know, playing at, like, the Athens Country Club course, and
that's
things
not true.
Like that. But when he was at
Francis Lake, we could play barefooted.
You know, I played at Old Masters up on Route 3 in Westchester Pike.
Yeah, so I played it probably at sister course, Cobbs Creek and Carrick.
Yeah, there you go, Cobbs Creek, yeah.
down there by 69th Street.
Buck always says that, you know, he tries to paint it out like I grew up in the metro area and he grew up in this, you know.
No.
He's playing country clubs.
Yeah, we know. We know what's what. I don't know if Buck had ever been on the third hole of Carrick where you actually hit your tee shot and then you had to get out there before the homeless crew would come out,
would
pick it up. They'd steal the ball, and then they'd sell them back to you in egg cartons on like three holes later.
Yes. They would run
well,
out.
We had a par four dog leg where you had to stop and let the train come through.
okay, that is.
That sounds like first world.
That's
problems.
A pretty good one there. And Mike Maloney, TPC Sugarloaf, how do people get in touch and find out? And Los and Hoyt won an invite. I don't know if you're into that or not.
Standing. Standing invite.
It's a standing invite.
I rarely stand after 18.
Yeah, exactly. You see, you might have some members complain. Mike, how do people find out more information about TPC Sugarloaf?
TPC.com/Sugarloaf. Get all our information there. Google us. We're pretty easy.
Gotta love it. Mike Maloney, thanks for coming
by.
Keep
up the good work, man.
Thanks so much for having us.